some things I wanted to get to. I think fans have a lot of questions. And first of all, I do want to give a shout out to our instant reaction sponsor, and that's the McFarland Clinic. I feel bad. They've been shortchanged on a game this year, but hopefully Iowa State can make this one up. I did take some notes following what Jamie Pollard had to say, and I know everybody was disappointed, and I understand that too. And if you guys here on the Facebook Live want to ask me questions, go for it. I'd be glad to answer all the ones that I can. Just a tough spot. I mean, we got delayed that Kansas game last year, but it looked, you know, really, you knew that you were going to get that game in. And I kept watching that radar, and the storms kept building up to the west, and it was just like, man, well, even if they get this thing started, I mean, it's probably going to, you know, get postponed again here in like an hour. So they were in a really difficult spot. The forecast did change a little bit throughout the day, which really sucked. A lot of people were saying, well, why didn't you start the game earlier and all that stuff? And that's hindsight. I mean, I talked to two meteorologists, and neither one of them thought this was going to be a problem for Iowa State today. So it's a hard decision to make in a tough spot to be in. So here's what we know, and that's that Iowa State's going to try. I would guess that there's this is personally what I think Iowa State's best option is. You have that October 20th bye week. Find some run-of-the-mill FCS program that needs a game. Pay them $500,000 and buy the win. Forget about the money at this point. You can make that back with a home gate. Iowa State fans are going to show up, beat the hell out of them, and move on. I'm guessing that's what Iowa State tries to do. I can't imagine they're going to be comfortable with, we're just going to play 11 games. Maybe. And then there's also the championship week where you could potentially do that. But like Jamie Pollard said when he addressed the media, hopefully Iowa State's playing that week, right? It's just a tough situation. A couple other things that I'm getting a lot on Twitter and whatnot. People asking about the suspensions. And Anthony yes, they're going to count. Jamie Pollard already announced that. He ran it. Apparently, they already ran it up the poll to the president. This one's weird for me, and it's so going to go down by who you root for. I guarantee you there's a bunch of obnoxious Iowa fans on Twitter killing Iowa State for this right now. However, had they gotten canceled against Northern Illinois today, you know they would have felt the same way. To me, I'm fine with letting the guys play next week. It wasn't their fault that it stormed today. You know, they missed their game. It sucks. It's not a great look, but I also don't think that those guys should have to miss two games either, right? I mean, it's a really hard deal. Anybody who has like black and white answers to everything that went down today is a liar, because this never happens. We're in like uncharted waters right now, right? It's a weird situation. A lot of people ask me why wasn't it played tomorrow? It sounds like the coaches really didn't want to interfere in next week in that preparation. That's what it sounds like. Kind of what Pollard alluded to. That does make sense. Let's look at pros and cons as we go into next week. The pros are Iowa doesn't have any film on Iowa State now. They have no idea. Iowa State could spice some things up. Iowa has no idea what's coming. You're fresh. The cons are pretty obvious. You didn't get to work on anything. There's that cliche in football all the time about you learn the most and you get you improve the most from week one to week two, and Iowa State doesn't get the opportunity to do that now. So that's a total bummer. How much does it suck? It sucks for the players and the team and all that, but just the fans who sat out there, tailgated all day, and stuck that thing out for like 2.5 hours during that delay. You wait all summer to watch a game, and I just my heart goes out to all of you guys. I feel terrible for you guys. That sucks. I'm getting a lot of questions about refunds. I think that's going to be dictated off of if Iowa State reschedules this game. They're not going to play South Dakota State this year. We know that. But they can certainly try it. That's where I think you go from here. I think you find any run-of-the-mill FCS team you could find. Give them a big paycheck. Have them come to Ames. Kick their ass and move on. Like, I don't know if they have, like, game limits or anything like that in FCS. I'm not entirely sure how that works. Nebraska and Akron got canceled tonight. They both have games on October 20th. Iowa State already plays Akron this year. So potentially at the end of the year, you know, on like December 1st. Seriously, I think this would be cool. If neither Iowa State or Nebraska are playing in their championship games, why couldn't they play? Renew the rivalry. Both of those teams are going to be, hopefully Iowa State's beyond it, but both of those teams are going to be right around 6-7 wins, you think, on the year. To me, that would make some sense, but a lot has to happen clearly before that could be the case. So that is where we are at. I wish I had more concrete answers for you guys, but I didn't want to close down shop tonight without putting something up here on the podcast page and also to our Facebook audience as well. So thank you for listening. Thank you for watching if you're on Facebook Live. Thanks to our partners at the McFarland Clinic who are sponsoring the Instant Reaction podcast. Hope you guys all made it home safely. It's still storming out there pretty bad. So if perhaps you're driving and, you know, hopefully you're not driving and watching this, but perhaps somebody next to you is, be safe out there. And we'll have more coverage. If we get any more information, we'll have it up there for you guys at CycloneFanatic.com. Thank you. Have a great night.